because if he is all those things, then he could be them for us and other people. So God, we acknowledge you today in this room. Happy Father's Day. We have a Father in heaven that loves us. We have a Father in heaven that thinks we're the best thing going. We have a Father in heaven that said, I'm going to pour it out all on you, that you might pour it out on creation that needs a touch from the Heavenly Father. We thank you, we praise you now for this time, for this day, for this season that we're in. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. Why don't you go out and greet each other? Hallelujah, we've got a little small crowd here. But that's all right, it won't take very long to do the deal then. All right. Hallelujah. Jeremy, were we able to get that song that I sent over to you, or did you have it? Oh, okay. All right, well, we didn't get it then. Well, thank you so very, very much, praise and worship team. Appreciate it. What a great, great praise and worship. All right. Jacob, you got something going there? Or isn't that Jacob? Huh? Oh, I was thinking he was receiving the offering. All right. And nothing forceful about it, but all right. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the time that we can sow into the kingdom of God on Father's Day. It's I think it's pretty close to the beginning of summer, and we felt that both ways. Thank you for the rain. If you're making out a check, you can make it payable to the community church. God bless you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. All right. And you may be seated if you want to. We gathered at prayer yesterday. We've been in our prayer meeting on Saturday mornings for, I don't know if it's over 40 years, but, you know, if anything, and we are praying, and it was a great prayer meeting yesterday, wasn't it, guys? Tom, that was a good prayer meeting. Yeah, yeah. So, and we have breakfast. Danny had to work yesterday, so I made breakfast, but everyone survived, I think. All right. Well, good morning. Happy Father's Day. Hallelujah. You're supposed to say, Happy Father's Day to you, too. You know, that's what they call response, kind of a responding deal. All right. All right, the kids are out. The offering takers are done. They're going to be coming back in. All right. I've got a... All right. Thank God for fathers. Of course, thank God for mothers, too, but you already had your day in the sun. Hallelujah. Or it should be your day in the sun all the time, because you are taking care of, moms and dads are taking care of the next generation. Hallelujah. Praise God. We've already had our Memorial Day weekend where we pledged allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. It's been, ever since I did that, sometimes I go on and somebody's pledging allegiance to the flag, and it literally changed my life, because there was something about pledging your life to something that's pretty cool. And just pledging your life was pretty cool, if you know what I mean. Challenge again for this church to be a church that will testify of the goodness and the greatness of God in their calling. And the calling isn't to come to church on Sunday morning and get your daily bread. The calling is when you're out there in the highways and byways, is to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Will it be confrontive? Absolutely. If it's not, you're not doing it right. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember Charlie Walker running up that bank in that, when we were digging that where it was, the basement was dug, but he ran up the bank and he went after the truck driver, led him to the Lord. We jumped down, we poured the footings, and the truck driver drove off. And there was time after time. I remember in Richwood, Minnesota, there was 50 people in Richwood. Charlie Walker and Darwin Soaring went to every 50, you know, it wasn't 10,000, but 50 people in Richwood. And they invited every person in Richwood to these special meetings with Brother Hines. You know, and if you knew Brother Hines in any way, shape, or form, it was always very, 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 very quiet meetings. Hallelujah. And I think maybe the challenge is, again, COVID, 19, 20, and 21. Hey, let's talk about Jesus, 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 the greatest thing that ever happened that took out COVID, amen? And we might go on to something else to battle and fight, but we win, he loses, that settles it. All right, that's an amen. You can say amen in the church here. All right, I appreciate that. Pump me up if you want to, I don't care. Hallelujah. As we were praying yesterday, when I come home and I have a, they have a tall rack back there, paper, and I always take that and I start writing. And I wrote two sides of the paper as people were praying and prophets were prophesying and pastors were pastoring and apostles were apostling. And I got two pages full in probably, well, we usually pray for 30, 35 minutes. And so this stuff is right off the, I mean, it wasn't 3 weeks ago, it's right off the press. Hallelujah. Pastor Tom was there, and Prophet Jeff and Prophet Jim and myself, Larry Cassavant. Larry Cassavant's pretty faithful. And anyone that knows Larry knows Larry. So it was a good prayer meeting. Good anointing. Hallelujah. And so starting with it was Father God and his family. Father God and his family. And that was something that was dropped in my spirit when I got up in the morning. Father God and his family. And of course, you have fathers, natural fathers. Some are still here, some have passed on. But fathers make up a great difference in the world that we live in. And of course, when we talk about our Father who art in heaven, that is a powerful, powerful thought that the Father actually named us as fathers to do the work that he is doing and has done on the earth. That's pretty cool. That's a pretty good pattern. That's a pretty good person to maybe put your life in course with. Say, I'm going to walk the walk. And of course, then we had Jesus, that he came because the world needed a Savior. And the Father showed up. You know, that? How cool is that? You know, Father God comes in, the children are going, I don't know what's going to go on. I don't know what's going to happen. But Father shows up and he said, I will bring redemption to the whole world that we live in. And so, you know, God is a good Father and he's all-knowing. Now, some of you guys think that your fathers are all-knowing and they probably are. Yeah, there's some looks over there and over here, and we don't have all the kids here, but fathers and mothers, because they're a team of one as they work together. It's a great thing that's going on the earth. God is calling fatherhood back to the position, that a biblical position that was placed in the Bible as we examine the Word of God. Hallelujah. You see, Abraham is not here anymore, and Isaac is not here anymore, and Joshua and David and these guys are not here anymore, but they were fathers. And they came out of that area. It was Father Abraham had many sons. And all those sons began to rule and reign as Abraham began to grow older, and the sons began to rule and reign. And did they go through a few things? Example is Abraham sacrificed Isaac on an altar to God in obedience to what God told him to do. Okay, that's pretty powerful, pretty heavy. You know, when a father says, I'll do anything to save creation. I'll go out of the way to save your descendants. I'll go out of the way to change your children. I'll go out of the way to do anything I possibly can do to benefit you. And I like that because, you know, everyone else can be benefited, but I want to be benefited. How about you? And so God started promising things that were so powerful to Abraham. And it was Aram at that time, but he switched his name to Abraham. And so I'm going to read a scripture in Genesis 17:5 out of the Message Bible. It says this: overwhelmed, Abraham fell flat on his face. Can you see yourself? Overwhelmed, Jake fell flat on his face. And I think maybe we have to kind of personalize the biblical characters that are in the Bible. So this isn't just a storybook deal. It's Abraham fell on his face, flat fell on his face. This is my covenant. Then God said to him, this is my covenant with you. Now thinking about that, God, you fell flat on your face and God talked to you. This is my covenant, Danny Packard. William, Sarah, Jacob, this is my covenant with you. Wow, God's speaking. Says, you will be the father of many nations. Now, I was thinking about that when Abraham, the promise that God gave him said that you will be the father of many nations. And if you start taking a look at nations that are biblically, have anything to do with God, God is the Lord over that nation. You could say China, well, China, you know, they're a bunch of communists and all that stuff. Fact is, they probably have more Christians in China, more people that are persecuted in China, that are dying in China, and giving up their life for the gospel's sake. They have prayer meetings that you don't even get invited to. You don't even know where you're going to find out. You have to walk in the Spirit enough to find out where the prayer meeting's at. How cool is that? So where's the prayer meeting this next week? We kind of become programmed by biblical characters that we've sang about. You know, Father Abraham had many sons. And so we go through that, and the kids get a kick out of it, and we get a kick out of it. But he had many sons. He had many daughters, and then he had many nations. Nations. I like that. And it continues on. It said, you will be the father of many nations. Your name will be no longer be Aram, but Abraham. Meaning that I'm making, what is he doing? He's making you a father of many nations. What is he working on? Making Abraham, who was a human being like us on the earth, and he was making him a father of many nations. Do you always like that when someone comes and makes you do something? Yeah, unless you're getting paid $20 an hour. I'll do anything, you know, whatever you want. Hallelujah. God was making him a father of many nations. You know, I think maybe the relying on who God is and what he wants to do, he's making us, forming us, and fashioning us to be a man or a woman of God. And I throw mamas in here too, because it's fathers and mothers that can rule the world. You know, we have dictators, we have presidents, we have democratic votes, we have capitalism, we have all of that. But the best thing we have is fathers and mothers that take care of them kids and love them and care for them and speak the destiny of the word of God that God spoke to Abraham for an example. He was a father of many nations. Hallelujah. He even got credit for being the father of faith. So I'm in faith, and my father is Abraham. Hallelujah. So I got some connection with Abraham. When I get up there, I'm going to go, "Hi, Daddy God. Hi, Father Abraham. How you doing?" "I'm doing great. I'm with Daddy God." Hallelujah. And it goes on, "Your name will be no longer Abraham, but Abraham, meaning that I am making you a father of many nations. I'll make you a father of fathers." Wow. "I'll make you nations, I'll make nations from you. Kings will issue from you." Hallelujah. Does your family got any responsibility here? Dads and moms, when we choose that way, we're making fathers and mothers of our children. They'll be children for a period of time, but we're wanting to make fathers and mothers that God is making through us. Amen? When we give our life to Jesus Christ, you know, is it challenging to go and share the gospel with anyone? How many people shared the gospel this week with someone? I'm not going to put my hand up. I am going to put my hand up, but that's the challenge. And the question is, well, Lord, would you show me someone to talk to today about Jesus? And you can even make a deal with him. He's wanting to make a deal. But what's going to change the society that we live in? What's going to change fatherhood, motherhood, the things what's going on earth? It's going to be God. It's going to be Father God in heaven, our Father who art in heaven. Hallelujah. I'll make you fathers of fathers. I'll make you nations, or I'll make nations from you. Kings will be issued from you. I'm establishing my covenant between me and you. What's he establishing? A covenant. When you look at your kids, you should see a covenant promise that God is making with each one of us to establish our descendants into the household of faith through Abraham's blessing that God placed upon him. A covenant that includes your descendants. What does it include? Your descendants. A covenant that goes on and on. A covenant that commits me to be your God and the God of your descendants. See, he's got a little bit into this thing too, right? He's made covenant with us that God said that I'm going to be with your sons and your daughters. People need that type of hope. Well, who's running the ship around here? God is. Is it a little rocky at times? Yes, it is. No problem. God hasn't changed. He didn't stray from his way of raising up, by covenant, children of the Most High God. That includes your descendants. A covenant that goes on and on. A covenant that commits me to you, God and the God of your descendants. And I am giving you and your descendants this land. What's he giving us? What land? Well, I got the land, and I do claim that God gave us that land. But wow, this is God giving us this land. And he was talking to the children of Israel through Abraham. And I'm giving you, your descendants, this land where you are now camping. This whole country of Canaan to own forever, and I will be their God. Wow, we got some heavy-duty stuff there. God is our God. He's promised through covenant that he would give us the promises that he promised. And you know, I love the book, the Promises of God. And you get them and you go through, and it's about healing, and you go about prosperity, and you go about, you know, your family be covering by the blood, talks about the blood of Jesus. All those things are promises that we can claim by the authority of a God that spoke to a man called Abraham, the father of our faith. Today is Happy Father's Day. You know, and I don't know what a greater God or a father than God is that we can really give him the credit for it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's committed to us. And I'm giving you and your descendants this land. Wow. Every place you walk, every place you go, God has given you the land. When you go in on a job, I'm claiming Jesus Christ as Lord over this job. And we've seen it time and time again where you go in and it's far from feeling like God is ruling over the land. But you begin to claim, you begin to act and react according to the covenants that God has given you and the promises that he's given you. And pretty soon you start taking over everything. I just work here. No, you don't just work there. You're taking over the place. Well, how dare me? Yeah, you should dare. You know, sometimes it might be in a small way. Tom, you're going on a farm. Well, who's going to rule there? The farmer or Tom? You say, well, Tom is pretty arrogant if he thinks that he can go over another man's land and rule. Well, somebody's have to rule there. Amen? And it could just as well be Tom. I'd rather have Pastor Tom over there doing the ruling and reigning, because when you go in on people's property, sometimes they're needing a little guidance. Amen? And that guidance could be, you might just say, well, God bless you this morning. You might walk up and shake their hands. That's a strange thing. I went into the guy was working in the bathroom, and Giovanni and myself walked into the bathroom, and he was hanging a sink on the wall. And he was the owner of the place, and I just went up and said, well, I'm Kurt Jacobson. Nice to meet you. And what's your name? And it was like broke everything that we, you know, like, okay, let's cut to the chase. And he knew that we were there to give him the best job that we possibly could. And he was very, very nice. It's interesting, when you take over, the fruit of the Spirit starts taking over the earth that you're on, or the job that you're on. Now, who works at DigiKey here? Anyone? Okay, we got one, two. Well, that's not too bad. How many people are in DigiKey? 5,000, 6,000 workers, or 4,000, or 4,500? Well, guys, you do have a few a few responsibilities. How do we take over DigiKey? And I know a lot of other people that are that are in DigiKey, but you know, DigiKey is a very, very
strong company to help you. You know, they help you with your, with the insurance, they help you with a lot of different things, and then they will advertise for you. Giovanni, he's in there, and he puts in Leon Construction or Concrete Construction, and he gets jobs out of DigiKey. Okay, some responsibility for you to carry that? Sure it is. Well, I can't carry that until I'm 20 years older. You can carry it now. He didn't say, well, Abraham, when you grow up and get 20 years older, then you can do something. No, it's now. We serve a God of the now. Amen. How about the bank? Man, I like the bank. And I really like Bethany in the bank. In fact, she makes the bank pleasant to go to. And I go to a lot of banks, but she makes it pleasant. When I go in there, I feel like I have ownership in the bank because I know Bethany. And they say, oh, yes, Bethany. Now, they don't say that about me. They said, okay, who are you again? What are you doing in here? Why are you here? But Bethany, she has a way with the people that gives you a way with the people in the bank, and pretty soon you start talking with them, and they become your loan officers, they become good friends of yours, and the greatest thing we have to offer is Christ in us, the Father that lives in us. Happy Father's Day. God, happy Father's Day, all the fathers. Happy Mother's Day once again, because we're a team that is marching on to win the souls of our city, our nation. And if we leave DigiKey out, Arctic Cat out, all of the other businesses out, what are we really? You know, if we're getting a check every week or working on a job, you get your check, and you're not sharing anything about the Father that has given you it all. Now, you don't have to be quirky. You can be if you want to. We'll cover you on that. We really will. Yeah, I mean, just be quirky. I like quirky people. You know, they come up. I mean, Jeremy Johnson, when he used to run around the building here and he'd go around in circles and people would be watching, I love that dude. I still love Jeremy, but he's not running around the buildings and he's not here right now. And Jeremy benefited greatly from the community church because he was going here. And somebody cared enough to bring him, to tell him about it, to bring him, and to make the thing happen. He was enacting the covenant that Abraham was given by God. I like that. Hallelujah. Here's another word that was given to us. Families are led by fathers with God's heart. Okay? And then another thing was eyes to see and ears to hear. It will break off darkness. This was in our prayer meeting yesterday. Be who you are that you have been called and destined to be, and do your calling. Be who you are. You think about a destination. Okay, your destiny is destination. Jamie, you're going to come tomorrow morning. I don't know if you're going to come tomorrow morning, Monday morning, to church, to the daycare, to manage the managing position that you have. I don't know if you're going to be here. Of course Jamie's going to be here. Is it for the money? Hopefully. Praying for a raise. But you know what? There's a destiny, a destination that is more the calling. You see, I really believe that when we're working, we're laboring, whether it be in the ministry sense, whether it be it's all in ministry sense, whether it be at DigiKey, whether it be at Arctic Cat, whether it be at Polaris, whether it be at Marvin Windows, and all of the other businesses are there, we have the authority to begin to claim because God has given you authority to walk in there and say, yeah, this is God's building. Now, you don't have to scream that out. In some places, you don't even say anything. But you know that God knows, because Abraham took it over. Amen? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. See, he was promised a destiny, a destination. And then kings, and still kings are coming from the loins of Abraham for the promises that God made to him. Isn't that powerful? Father God made them, and he keeps on enacting the covenant. Hallelujah. Every person that is born, he enacts the covenant. Your children, I said, if we fail the children, it's not that God didn't give us covenant to do the deal. We have to enact the covenant and then do what he's called us in covenant. Abraham, I'm sure that if he said, well, yeah, I really appreciate the covenant, and then he didn't do anything that God told him to do, it would not have been a good deal. It would have been a different story. And I don't know what that story was. I'm glad that he did what he was going to do. And it wasn't easy. Abraham did the same thing God did. He gave up his only son, or I shouldn't say his only son, but he gave up his son that in obedience to God. That's pretty powerful. Amen? And so there are some real examples that Abraham set as a family. And I really believe that fathers have a mandate from God himself to be fathers in the land. And it's not that it's fathers that God has called us to be. Eyes to see and ears to hear. It will break off darkness. Hallelujah. Have you had any struggle with your kids in any way, shape, or form as you've raised them? Yeah, besides, the only perfect ones I know is my kids. And you'd be going, well, I don't know if I believe that. We have to fight this fight. It's not easy. But you know what? God gave us the covenant to fight it. He's going to be with us. Be who you are called and destined to be and do your calling. Who was the guy that was up here from Canada? Saskatchewan. His wife, African Canadians, I guess.
Remy and Femi?
Yeah, Remy and Femi. Do you remember what they were speaking to us about our calling? Okay, so we get the Bible and we look at apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Okay, so we're always changing it into pastor. Everyone's a pastor. You're a pastor. Jim's a pastor. Tom's a pastor. Danny's a pastor. Everyone's a pastor. We're pastor possessed. William's a pastor. You know, I mean, deacon, we're deacon possessed? No. But all the rest of it, we're possessed with those names, except we don't use the names that are actually assigned to person. So how in the world is anyone else going to figure that out? And I hate to say, I love church government, so I could sit around for a long time and talk about apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. But that is what is supposed to perfect the saints to do the work of the ministry. So if you don't have them, and if you only have one of them or two of them, you're going to be messed up. That's like running a ship, and you got a boatswain's mate, you got a guy on the deck for washing decks. What was the guy in the our commanding officer and his officers? Well, they got their job descriptions. And so job descriptions are pretty important. What does an apostle do? What does a prophet do? Prophet Jeff, what does he do? You know, why does he do it? What's his calling? I would say calling in the church. But you know what? I don't even think that's his calling in the church, because we always go back to the church per se building of 80 by 80? Or are we called to be that to nations? Are we called to be the people that we've been called to? Singers. I was thinking about singers. I want singers to sing. I want singers to write songs. I want singers to prophesy. I want singers to prophesy in tongues, the Spirit, whatever they could do. That's my desire. Now, I don't always get my desire, but then I never share my desire, and then you're just ticked off. Yep, you know what I mean. And you know what? Apostles, I'd like apostles to rule. You know, and as being an apostle, it frustrates me because sometimes I rule and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I got time and sometimes I don't have time. And it's not time per se, it's just you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Pastors. Now, Tom, I don't know if Tom's a pastor. I think he's a good pastor. I think he's an apostolic man. I think he's one that understands prophetic things. I think Tom's a lot more than just put, there, you're Pastor Tom. We've done that before. That never works anyway, so why keep doing it? So we call everyone pastors, and then you're pastors, if you hear what I'm saying. Jeff, I think Jeff has a strong gift in affecting people pastorally. Like he'll go to a person, he'll have them move into their house and different things like that. That's not me. Well, that's not true either, because I think this next week I'm taking six, seven people come in my house. But we have to live our destiny. What's our destination and what's our calling? You know, when I concrete, he said, well, you know, you're concrete. I believe it was a calling from God that I found that and I started working it. I don't think it was, oh, you know, that's all you could do. No, it was something God gave me. It was a calling in life so I could function in a circle, my measure of rule. Why are you in realty now, Sarah? Why are you doing that? I believe it's your calling. And that calling will affect people, of course. You'll influence people. You know, sometimes good, sometimes bad. You know, we're not always perfect. When I'm training people, they don't get me very... They have to really be perfect when I see it. I said, that edge looks like crap, you know. Pardon the expression. But you know what, like you said, well, okay, you said you could do the job and you said you could take care of it and you didn't take care of it, something wrong there. You know, I mean, this thing isn't like, oh, you know, Bethany, if you would mess up at the bank, hopefully somebody would come along and say, hey, Bethany, you're not doing what you're supposed to do, start doing it, or you'd be looking for another job. How dare me? You know, this is life. This is calling. This is destiny. What's our destination? How are we going to be the best church in the city of Thief River Falls? Are we just status quo? Well, you know, we're good. We own the building. We don't have any debts. Duh. Come on. We're better than that. Yes. We're better than that. And that's why I said, I don't care if you go to the mental hospital, wherever, I don't care wherever it is, and you invite every person that lost their way and bring them to church. Do something that's crazy. Yeah, are you hearing what I'm saying? Well, I'm gonna share with the banker next week. No, you aren't. It's a pipe dream. Until you go in and do it, then I'll say, you did it. Yeah, are you hearing what I'm saying? Or am I a little too hard? Good. I'm hoping that... Thank you, Jamie, that you went. Hallelujah. So apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Let's start talking the biblical area, what's going to perfect that. If you get them to church, we'll get them to Jesus. If you can't give them to Jesus, or get them to Jesus, we'll get them there. Okay? So your responsibility isn't like, I'm going to have to do it all. I'm going to have to lead them to the Lord and stuff. And I think that's a good goal to go to. But I think if they get into the presence of the fivefold ministry, they're going to get saved. Their lives are going to be changed. Their moms and dads are going to be ticked off because you brought them to another way of thinking. All right? Well, I grew up the Lutheran way. Well, I did too. And I went to the Lutheran church every Sunday because my dad and mom, if I didn't, I wouldn't get the car. I wouldn't get much of anything. All privileges would be cut off because I needed to do what my mom and dad had. Then I would get my benefits. Well, that's not really godly. Didn't make any difference. That's the way it was. And dad and mom, they supplied for us and all that stuff. It was father, it was mother, but you listened to authorities that were trying to help you to get to that place. You got to get into the fight. It's going to be a fight. How do you like a fight? How about the daycare? Do we got them all saved? Are they coming to church? Have I did my job? Probably not. No, I don't think I have, because I was waiting you to do your job. But then maybe it was my job and not your job. Are you hearing what I'm saying, Linda? Work with me a little bit, yeah. You see, this thing is just life, life, life. It's a life-giving source. That was one area that was given to it. It said that we are going to be a life, a love and life-giving source. I believe that come from you, Tom. A love Jeff. And then it was come against the spirit of suicide. This is a like me deal. You know, it was come against the spirit of suicide. Today is our day of salvation. Summer of miracles. That's what the prayer meeting was. Yes, a summer of miracles. What's our miracle? Where are we going to see it? What are we going to do to accomplish it? How can we do? Where are we going to drive? How far is it and how long is it going to take us? Danny, he's working extra time right now to go to Africa. Okay? So he's going to Africa. Why is he going to Africa? Because Africa is so nice. Last time I was in Africa, it wasn't so nice. I mean, everything was nice except I got sick. And I didn't like that. So I don't think it's in that. It's in a gift. It's in a calling. It's in a destiny. We're going to do it because we've been called to do that. And it's not even on a pleasure trip because it's not getting in the airports, traveling there. Now you're going to have to probably wear masks. But you know what? They won't know who you are then, at least. Summer of miracles. Yes. Danny is going to see miracles in Africa. Yes. Because he gave up time. Linda, are you going to Africa too? Okay, Linda's going to Africa. Father, we believe, Lord, that this is going to be the summer of miracles. We believe that Danny and Linda is going to lay hands on the sick in Africa. And their lives are going to be changed. Children's lives are going to be changed because they're going to do what they've been called to do. And their destiny will be fulfilled. You know, if I was going to a destination and I didn't get there, that would be frustrating. And I think a lot of people are frustrated. And I'm talking about people here in this church. They're frustrated, but you have to do something first to get out of frustration. William, do you have one of them blue cards back there? Is there a blue card? That blue card? Isn't that a nice blue card? It's got an eagle on it. Everything else, and it's got 11 things that you will do to have a successful Christian life. 11 things. Didn't say 211 or 511. It was 11 things. But we have to understand what those things are. One of them was being baptized in water. What does that mean? And how many people are we going to have baptized in water this year? I remember going down to the beach. Well, we went down to the beach. They didn't know what we were doing, but the kids got so interested in what we were doing, they were wanting to come and get baptized in water because we were doing it. You see what I'm saying? And so these things that we're doing is very important because they're life-giving sources, just like Father God, who's in heaven, gave Father Abraham on earth the assignment, the destination, the calling of his family, his sons and daughters, their sons and daughters. Kukaraba shindaraba sokorabasi. Do not speak in tongues. We don't believe in that. Well, I realize that, but I'm not going to mention any of the other things you don't believe in. All right, so a life-giving source is what we're going to become. And we're coming against suicide with salvation. We're coming against suicide with the summer of miracles. And authority is coming to the saints of God. This was Jeff Flynn. Not one person lost. So if that's the case, well, then we have to have one person saved. And then 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Amen. Conviction of the Holy Spirit. Convict us, Lord, of I don't believe it's arrogance. It's just we get off track somewhere along the line and we do our deal and we do our deal. If we work at DigiKey, are we just doing our deal? Is it just I couldn't stand that. If I just went there and I couldn't share something with someone, I'd just say I quit. Because my main job is to get people. In fact, I'm thinking about firing people that aren't saved. How dare you? Well, I don't know. I just think that it's radical. But why am I pouring my life and my time and my effort and everything that I am to bring this knucklehead to a place that he's going to oust you anyway? Well, you know, if you stand in there long enough, come on. You know, if you got a person working for you and they're not going to do anything that you're going to say in 2 weeks, get rid of them. How dare you? Well, I don't know. They do it in the world all the time. And usually what happens, they get straightened out when you just say, no, you're not going to do that anymore. What do you think, Linda? Am I doing all right? Okay. I have to go to Linda. She'll back me. Well, the Bible said this, an authority is coming to the saints of God, not one lost. Jeff, this was Jeff. The Spirit of God rules in this house. No other spirit, that is Tom. No other spirit. All other spirits are under the rulership and authority of God. Yes. So if we get other spirits coming into this house, no. We come under the authority and the leadership of God in the house. Hakaraba shataraba. We are under the authority of God, the Father of all life, in this house today. He's coming and he's going to woo us. I don't think he's going to push us, but it did say he was making Abraham a father of faith. And so if we can discern, because that's what the Spirit's all about, if we can discern that the Spirit of God can make us, to bring us to that place, then we don't have to worry about job performance. We don't have to worry about school. I mean, no one told me to go to school when I gave my life to Jesus. Now, I did go to school, and I went to as many deals. Was it for ordination? Well, I was ordained. Was it for more knowledge? Probably, because less knowledge, God doesn't put any premium on ignorance. So you get in there, you work, you labor, you do the deal. Hallelujah. But where the rubber meets the road is when you're out on the road. Pastor Jim, he could have said, well, I'm going to carry the cross. But when he took that cross out and took her down the road, he was carrying the cross. And the stories that were told in reality is because he was carrying the cross. And so let's not give up on our city. Let's not give up on our companies. Let's be all that we possibly can be. And do not take any condemnation in Jesus' name in any way, shape, or form, because we're all in the same circle. It's called the human race. Well, now that you know they've got the whiteies now, and they got the blackies, and they got the Mexicans, and they got every other deal, the Chinese, and we got the Pakistanis and all of the other eases. And the fact is, we're the human race. That makes us all in the same circle. I mean, many nations, Shandarabasa, many nations are coming to Christ because you're making the difference. Father Abraham has given you a gift. Your father is so, so intentional to give you everything that you possibly can be. Tom, I just believe that the Holy Spirit, you've been in testing. Jenny, both of you and Tom have been in testing. But there's the test line is done. You've passed the test. Flying colors, I don't know. He's not giving me flying colors, but you have passed the test. And now it's time to step into destiny. There's the destination, and the calling is there. The calling is there. And we have to encourage Tom and Jen as they enter into that. Danny and Linda as they enter into it. Jamie and Spencer as they enter in. Bethany. We have to encourage each other that we can enter in, and we're going to see the covenant of God fulfilled for our daughters, for our sons, for everyone around us, for our wives, for our family, for our education, for our financial area.
Hallelujah.
Financial area. I'm thinking about, now this is real crazy. Maybe it's going a little further than I should, but I was thinking about, if you want financial blessings, I would like you to sign a piece of paper, and we're going to pray financial blessings over your business, over everything that you do. And if you want to do that, we'll pray in that direction. Now you'd say, well, I don't think I'm going to write my name down because I don't want anyone praying for me. You could maybe think that. But if they weren't praying for you and God didn't enact the covenant because we weren't praying for you, because that's our job. The fivefold ministry and the leadership of the church is our job to pray for you. And if you don't want prayer, well then we won't pray for you. But what if all of the good things that God had for you were taken away? Well, he wouldn't do that. Well, why wouldn't he do that? I mean, because he made a covenant with Abraham. Abraham made a covenant with him, and then they worked together. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And that might sound crazy, but I think that every person has a destination, and one of its first one is heaven. And if they don't make heaven, where are they going? To Fort Town? No. Goodrich, okay. So, you know, it's a serious thing, but you know what? All of this stuff makes such simple sense if you just go, okay, all right, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. I am going to heaven. I'm not going to hell. I'm going to live forever. I'm going to be in heaven with Jesus, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, with the angels, with every glorious thing that's going to happen in heaven. That's where I'm going. Yes. Something to shout about. Yes. I'm not going to say, well, I'm going to hell. I'm going to suffer a terrible, terrible life in eternity in hell. I'm going to burn. I'm going to watch my kids burn. I'm going to watch everything burn. Hey, I'm not praying that way. I want nothing to do with that. But you know, if the reality hits, that is how much is a human soul worth? And your embarrassment and some of the stuff that you'll go through is nothing. And the more you do it, the more fun it is, because you get facial figuring saying, what are they trying to do? I'm trying to bring you to Jesus. And if you can't bring them to Jesus, call me up and I'll come and I'll talk with them. Will it be embarrassing? Probably for them more. And I remember going to the daycare and we had a prophet, which was Prophet Dave Wagner, and we had asked all of the people in the daycare that were working there if they would come and be prophesied over by Dave Wagner. Well, there was some that did not want to do it because in their mind they said, I know the prophet's going to find something wrong with me and we're going to be in big trouble or something like that. But we did it, and it was a tremendous success. And then the one lady that she was struggling, she said, I went home and I told my mom what went on at the daycare, and her mom said, I want and have always wanted to have that over my life. You know, I mean, it wasn't like, oh, how dare you? She was wanting to hear from God, from the man of God or the woman of God that would prophesy over. We can line stuff like that up, right? And it'd be surprising how many people would go. We were talking about something Tom and myself were, I'm missing that. But anyway, it's time to have a Father in heaven that we know that loves us. He's made covenant with us. And we are fathers and mothers on the earth. Happy Father's Day. For those that are here on earth, those that are in heaven, happy Father's Day. For the Father God made covenant with the fathers on earth and promised them a covenant that he would live with them and be with them all the days of their life. And it said it will go on and on and on. Didn't you say, well, when is it going to expire? It's going on and on and on. Amen. Would you please stand? Hallelujah. Let's raise our hands if we could, if you want to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe, Lord, that the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost was sent as a threesome to change the earth, to change the heavens, to change the circumstances, to change the finances, to change the sicknesses, to change all the stuff that needs to be changed. And God, we call upon the covenant of God that promised Abraham all of those wonderful promises and then made him the father of faith. And as we follow Abraham, we would follow the father of his faith. And he's seen Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and families and descendants and generations, because God is faithful and he still is ruling and reigning in 2021 on planet Earth. We release it now. We release it now. We release a destiny on Jamie's life. We release the destiny, I mean the total destiny on Bethany's life. William and Sarah and Jaden. Why not Jaden? I don't know. Trisha's life right now. Hallelujah. She's lost her dad. She's lost her husband. It's been tough. But you know what? Tough is nothing because we know where they're at. Yes. And God, we ask now a destiny and a calling that she has for the rest of her life, that she'll reach her destination and the calling. Yes. God, bring her to that place that she'd say, yes, I'm in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. In Jesus' name, we pray for Jim and Mary right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jim and Mary right now in Jesus' name. We pray for Donna We pray for Grandma Donna. She's 96 and she's been battling a little bit. But we prayed that she's going to live until 99. And I'm just figuring God's stubborn enough to do it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I prayed it. And if she dies earlier, maybe it was my prayer. But God, I believe, Lord, that you can do things when we come out and we begin to pray. We begin to prophesy. We begin to speak the word of the Lord all over the earth. God, send Danny and Linda to Africa. Make them great in the land in Jesus' name. Send others. Send others to places, Lord. We believe, Lord, that you're doing a mighty, mighty work on Father's Day. And we honor you, Father God.
Yes.
We honor all of the fathers and mothers in the United States. We honor all the fathers and mothers in the state of Minnesota, but especially those that live in our regional area, Thief River and Grand Forks and Goodrich and Oakley and around this area, that we would rule well.
Yes.
And God, that we would not let the enemy in any way, shape, or form take authority in any shape or form, because it said that God, by the prophetic word, God is taking authority over anything that is not of the Spirit of the living God. And we release that now on each person. God, stir them on the inner man. Stir them on the inner man. God, give them a vision. Give them a dream of having people come in this church, and God, that their lives are changed. That their lives are changed forever. Father, we work too hard. We do too many things. We put too much money into the tithe, the offering, to build a sanctuary where people could come and they could feel the love, the concern, and also all the benefits. We got football fields. We got soccer fields. We got gymnasiums. We got slides. We've got about everything you possibly could do. So, Father, we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You may be seated. Anyone that has a word, would you please come? If you feel like you have a word. Hallelujah. Okay. No words. I said them all. Spoke fast. Well, I love you. Really do love you guys. And I think about all of the stuff that we have accomplished together. And I really believe that this next season of time, especially by the word of the Lord, that was not my word. That was words from prophets and pastors and teachers in the house here. And so God bless you. May the Father of all glory, and like I said, in present, future, and past, because your loved ones are in glory land. And what a wonderful, wonderful, what a wonderful time that's going to be when we have an opportunity to step off and in to the glory of God in heaven forever. Amen and amen. God bless you. May you have a great, great Father's Day. And we'll catch you, I guess, next Sunday. Jamie, me and you have an appointment, I think. You get them, and I'll talk with them. All right. I'm mandated, yeah, fishing. I busted my fishing rod. Okay, I went.